I mean, it's so absurd. Hey, look, Cheryl wants to get in on this, so the lady.
Oh,
and
the lovely lady.
Yes.
The lovely Cheryl.
And Cheryl, you're on with Australia with Brian and South Africa with Johan Jacobs and his son, Tion.
Hello. Hello, Frank. Hello, John. Hello, Brian. Hello, news guy. And hello to Johan and his son. I have been waiting to make this hello to you. You are one of my devoted fans, Johan.
Hi.
Yes, hello. I had even asked News Guy because I always see your name after I have posted one of my little items on therightperspective.org. And I always see your name, and I say to News Guy, I hope that Johan has seen this one. I hope Johan has read this one. And there comes your name with the comments. You are one of my devoted fans, and I'm so happy for you. I'm so delighted, and this is a privilege and an honor to say hello to you and your son. Welcome to New York.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl. I really appreciate that. And I also very much appreciate your articles. It's always very, very delightful and insightful to read them, and I always enjoy them.
Oh, this makes me so happy. I've gotten a new book. Well, it's an old book written in 1988, and it's written by von Hayek, Friedrich von Hayek, The Fatal Conceit, The Errors of Socialism. And this is one of the books he wrote right before, you know, one of the last books he wrote. It's a compilation of quite a number of his essays, and there is so much in there that inspires me to write some more pieces to be posted by News Guy. And he is saying that we must refute, we must battle with and prove them wrong, these socialists who are looking to undermine our liberties and our freedoms. And it is a very insightful book, and he expresses it so well and leads the way in how we must battle with them and prove them wrong. These socialists are ruining our democracy. Well, one of his chapters is how what cannot be known cannot be planned. They think that a human can control the economy, that they can make their planning programs based upon their theories, just like they want to tax us. Well, they think they're going to tax us and tax us. The following year, we're going to be so poor, their revenues that they're figuring is that's going to come in from taxes definitely won't be there, because we'll all be poor. We're not going to be rich. And it is wonderful how he states these various things, and I am just so happy and so pleased to say hello to you. I know you have to go to Hello Africa right away. I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter, a very happy Passover. I am so deep and sad with sympathy for the Italian people. The Pope is going to deliver his Easter message this Friday, this Good Friday. They had mass graves that they had for the people of the earthquake. I am so saddened. The timing, the misery, the extent of the destruction that they had in Italy. And I say that all of the listeners to The Right Perspective, tune in, and listen to what the Pope has to say in delivering his message this Easter. So I know you have to go to Hello Africa. Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to Johann, to talk to all of you. I thank you so much. Good night.
Good night, Cheryl. Thank you.
Good night, Cheryl.
All right, Cheryl.
Good night.
And Cheryl, okay. Always interesting to hear from Cheryl. And
okay. And we're going to go to Hello Africa News.